This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As he described current levels of vaccine inequity as grotesque, the head of the World Health Organization said more producers of COVID-19 vaccines should follow the example of AstraZeneca and license their technology to other manufacturers. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the drug maker's interim data from trials found the vaccine developed in conjunction with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 and crucially posed no increased risk of blood clots. U.S. federal health officials say results from a U.S. trial of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine may have used outdated information. The Data and Safety Monitoring Board said in a statement that it was concerned that AstraZeneca may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. AstraZeneca reported Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine provided strong protection among adults and of all ages in a long-anticipated U.S. study, a finding that could help rebuild public confidence in the shot around the world and move it a step closer to clearance in the U.S. Germany is extending its lockdown until April 18th and calling on its citizens to stay at home for 5 days over the Easter holidays to try to break a third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. In talks that ran deep into the night, Chancellor Angela Merkel pushed the leaders of Germany's 16 states to take a tougher stance to fight the pandemic, reversing plan for a gradual reopening of the economy agreed upon earlier this month after a sharp rise in the infection rate. Germany started cautiously easing restrictions earlier this month. This is VOA News. Airlines and other tourism-related businesses are pushing the White House to draw up a plan in the next 5 weeks to boost international travel and eliminate restrictions that were imposed early in the pandemic. More than two dozen groups made the request in a letter to the White House Monday. They want people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 to be exempt from testing requirements before entering the United States. They also want the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to say that vaccinated people can travel safely. At least 10 people are dead, including a police officer, after shooting in the U.S. state of Colorado. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
It was at a King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado. District Attorney Michael Dougherty.
This is a tragedy and a nightmare.
Police Commander Kerry Yamaguchi.
We have multiple people who were killed in this incident. And I am sorry to have to report that one of them was a Boulder police officer.
They believe there was only one gunman, and officers could be seen taking a man out in handcuffs with no shirt and blood running down his legs. Witnesses described seeing people face down. KMGH spoke to this man, who heard the tragedy unfolding.
Big bang.
And then,
probably 3 seconds before he heard another, it's like bang, 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 bang.
He says he and his wife ran to an emergency door, then he helped other shoppers escape from the store. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration continues to face more questions about its secrecy at the southern border regarding the influx of migrants and detainment policies of people, especially children. At a news conference Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration is finalizing details on allowing reporters to see border facilities.
We're going to give you access to the facilities so that the press can have access themselves.
And she adds, the U.S. is telling migrants not to try to enter the U.S.
There's no change in policy. The border remains closed. Families and single adults are being expelled under Title 42 and should not attempt to cross illegally.
The administration released some images and videos Monday that show immigrant teenagers sleeping on mats in crowded conditions, separated in groups by plastic partitions. The administration steadfastly refuses to call the detention of more than 15,000 children in the U.S. custody a crisis. The European Union and the United States imposed sanctions Monday on a number of Myanmar officials accused of involvement in the country's military coup and the ensuing crackdown on protesters. The EU announced penalties on 11 officials, including 11 top military officers, and some had already been sanctioned by the Biden administration in the U.S. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.